Carnival at Dominican Republic. February fills with color and rhythm thanks to the carnival in the Dominican Republic. The dates can slightly vary depending on the regions, but most of the most important carnivals of the country are organized to celebrate their festivities on different weekends in February. This gives the carnival goers the opportunity to attend to more than one throughout February and early March. As any good Caribbean carnival, Dominican Carnival has colors, music, and traditions. The festivity itself comes from the Spanish colonial period, but the truth is that they have been able to introduce local and unique cultural aspects, giving the personal touch of the country. Dominican Republic festivities. As we said before, there are different types of carnival in different parts of the country, and we will explain them below. Carnival de la Vega. Probably the oldest one in the country. The main protagonist of the carnival is Diablo Cochuelo, a character that represents mischief, evil, noise and, to some extent, happiness. Cochuelo is always dressed in very brightly colored masks, surprisingly expressive, and very flashing clothes full of crystals and all kinds of striking elements. Guiloyas of San Pedro de Macorís. At San Pedro de Macorís, the protagonists of the carnival are the Guiloyas. It is believed that the origin of these dancers comes from the Lesser Antilles, from the English colonial period. The Guiloyas, considered World Heritage, are a group of people that dance in a folkloric way and represent different scenes. Their costumes are an explosion of color, bows, mirrors, and tassels. Legends of Santiago. Maybe the most famous carnival in the country, in this case the Little Devils are known as Legends, who, as in other carnivals in the country, also dress in a very representative and unique way. If one knows the carnivals of the country, it is fun to be able to identify through their costumes the part of the country that they belong to. In this case, the Legends wear handmade masks with simple materials such as paper and cardboard, bright colors, impressive and striking horns, and monstrous protruding mouths, that originally reminded of a little pig, that's why they are called Legends, that have been exaggerated over time to the point of what can be seen nowadays, mouths so protruding that remind of those of a duck. The body is also dressed, covered with colorful clothes. Santo Domingo Carnival. This is the carnival of the capital, so it gathers the spirit of the different little devils and combines a bit of every carnival varieties of the country. It stands out the size and the large number of people attending this carnival, which cuts main streets to let the troops, floats, and folkloric groups pass through. The festival is so big that it makes it the carnival with the most characters and representations. Caquas of Cabral. The carnivals are not always luxurious, and as a representation of a simpler carnival we have those of the southern part of the country. The Caquas stand out in it, little devils who walk through the Cabral streets in the southern part of the country, taking the law into their own hands while whipping their whips through the streets. Their costumes are humble but eye-catching, and they cover their faces with simple masks. Punta Cana Carnival. It is the closest carnival to our hotels, and, as an interesting fact, is one of the most recent of the country in the history of Dominican carnivals, for it started in 2008. It was born with the same spirit as the Santo Domingo Carnival, to gather the best of each of the carnivals of the country, and this time to bring it closer to the most touristic point of the country, for the convenience of our tourists. Carnival at Princess Hotels. At Princess Hotels Punta Cana we always like to celebrate carnival together with Dominican Independence Day, February 27, where our animation teams and our kitchen staff show off their skills to bring the best of the Dominican Republic to our guests. Have you ever been to a Dominican carnival? Did you enjoy it? You must have some great anecdote to tell us so we can all have fun with you. And if you haven't lived this experience yet, tell us how much you want to live it.